T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul, back with you. Hope your Sunday is going well. An old-fashioned soaker out there, and eastern Minnesota, southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin will get the heaviest rain today. A good day to curl up with a good book, have the radio cranked in the background, and look, we can't go to church, so we're trying to bring a little bit of church to you, some messages of hope and inspiration. Doesn't matter what your faith is, if you have zero faith, I still think we can all use messages of hope and inspiration wherever they come from. I go to Westwood Community Church in Chanhassen, so yeah, I'm a little bit biased to Westwood. I was raised Baptist, Lutheran, and Presbyterian. My parents were always shopping for a better deal, I think, but I consider myself an evangelical right now, and they have an amazing team of pastors. Joel Johnson and his staff are incredible. Brian Suter is the adult ministries and missions pastor at Westwood Community Church, and he's gracious and kind enough to come on with me this morning and keep me from myself. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul, for having me. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I'm happy to be around, happy every day. I wake up and I give thanks for all the good things that are going on. It's easy to get fixated on the bad, and God knows there's plenty of bad out there right now, but there's plenty of good as well. So how are you doing? How is your family, and how have things shifted for you at Westwood?
We're doing well and celebrating and grateful for health right now, and just for some moments where we can pause and break the pace that's often ours, where we're running around thing to thing. And for us at church, it's been an interesting few weeks for us, and we've been able to change, to kind of shift and pivot, and we're seeing our online engagement go up, and we're celebrating that, but we're also very much looking forward to the day that we're able to gather again physically.
Well, it's getting closer from everything I understand, and it's a process, and we want to keep people safe. But do you have a message for listeners this morning? What's on your heart, Brian?
I do, Paul, and it's interesting that you said just a few moments ago that you're capturing the good around you, because what I wanted to share with all of us this morning in hopes that it will be an encouragement is just the power of gratitude. And the reason why I feel that is because I think one of the effects of this quarantine that we're walking through that I've seen in others around me, against myself, is it's very easy for negativity to take control over our hearts and minds and attitudes. And I think it's understandable because we're walking through such a crazy human experience, and we're all doing so through a very unique set of circumstances. What you face is what no one else faces. And I think it's not hard to succumb to the negativity of it all. I know in me and in others around me, I've seen it make us weary. As these quarantine days go on, yeah, restrictions are going to lift, but we will still be walking through some inconvenience, separation from others, and so many other things that can just make us weary. I think I've seen it make us fearful too, because this is a time that's so packed with an opportunity to be afraid. And when we let fear win, we're not our best selves. And I've also seen it just make us have plain old, flat-out bad days. I've heard people around me, colleagues of mine, say, you know, I'm just having one of those hard days. And I wonder for you, have you thought that? I know I have more often than usual lately. In fact, I was having one of those days a few weeks ago. I felt weary. My attitude was kind of poor, and I felt the fear that came with pondering the question, when is this all going to end? But in that moment, I noticed something in my backyard. It was coming back to life. The trees and the grass were coming alive, and that tan brown hue that so dominates the Minnesota landscape was being replaced with green and new life. And then I stopped long enough to hear the birds chirping in the air. There was new life all around. And for me, that served as a reminder of a story that Jesus told, I'm paraphrasing it. And he said, look at the birds of the air. They don't toil or plant or harvest, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Look at the flowers in the field. They don't work, yet God makes them come alive in beauty. You are so much more valuable to God than they are, and he knows what you need, and he cares for you. For me, that was a powerful and gratitude-inspiring reminder that God cares for all of us and meets our needs. Now, whether you're an optimist with a glass half full, or if you trend in the direction of being a pessimist with a glass half empty, I believe gratitude is a game changer. Gratitude is a day maker, and it can set or change the course of our day in a positive direction. And I believe we need gratitude because we're wired for it. Consider just a few passages from the Bible about gratitude. In a book called 1 Thessalonians, it says, rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances. And then in this book called Colossians, it says, devote yourself to prayer by being grateful. Then it connects peace to gratitude when it says, let God's peace dwell in your hearts and be thankful or grateful. And then my personal favorite today out of Colossians 2, it says, live your lives overflowing with gratefulness. What would our lives look like if we were overflowing with gratefulness? We need gratitude because we're wired for it. Now, if I can just for a moment say, gratitude does not deny the hard stuff. And being grateful does not mean that we're pretending that we're not having a bad day when we actually are. And it's not avoiding the real hard feelings that come with loss, with struggle, and with grief. What gratitude is, rather, is a defiance against the hard stuff owning the storyline of our lives. Because even in the hard stuff, through the circumstances we're all walking through, and dare I say, some of the hardest moments of life, there is still something to be grateful for. Because no matter what, there is positive, there is new life, and there's goodness all around that I believe God is waiting for us just to see it. And so if I might offer an invitation and a challenge for all of us who are listening today, take just 1 minute, because it really doesn't take long at all, and pause with the question, what can I be grateful for? And when you ask that question, be prepared for a couple things. First, capture it. You might choose to write it on a note on your phone, or maybe open up the pages of a journal and write those things down. Because when you capture what you're grateful for, chances are you're not going to forget it. And then you'll get to read back eventually down the road what you were grateful for, and it takes that gratitude to the next level. Capture it. Second, express it. Tell others what you're grateful for. Tell others what you're grateful for about them, maybe even by spending and sending a special note today. Here's the thing. The more that we express gratitude, the easier that it is to be grateful. It's like a muscle. The more that we use it, the more that we practice, the stronger that it gets, because gratitude is a game changer. Gratitude is a day maker and a pace setter. And when we need it most, when we practice it, we will be persistently reminded that there is good around us always. So friends, may that be an encouragement to you to live your lives in a sense of gratitude. Paul, thanks so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you, Brian. And that was just the message I needed to hear. It's so easy to dwell on the things that aren't going right in our lives and not celebrate the things that are going well and the beauty. And when you think about, I mean, beauty really is a reflection of a divine creator. He wants us to be able to enjoy his creation and each other and revel in the beauty that's all around us. And here in Minnesota, we have plenty of that. And I love that line, owning the storylines of our lives. That Wow. Brian Suter, thank you so much for joining us this morning on CCO. I wish you and your amazing family, your two kids, the very best. And looking forward to seeing you back in church very soon, sir.
My pleasure, Paul. The same to you and your family. And we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.